you know that the government is paying for the political party and the candidate to deploy their delegates in the voting stations? So I think there's no excuse for anyone not to be present or to have a witness and a delegate so that everything will be completely transparent and credible.
Did you allow for international observers to come and observe the election, or African observers from other countries?
Of course. The African Union, ECOWAS, the Francophonie have deployed international observers. And also you have a lot of national civil society who deployed also observers. You have international and national observers. In addition to the delegate of the candidate and the parties to the voting and polling stations.
Help our listeners to understand. So after this election, whoever wins the majority of parliamentary seats will choose the next president. Is that what the constitution says?
No. The new president will be chosen by the Senate and the National Assembly together. It means the members of the Senate and the members of the National Assembly, all together, they will elect the president of the republic. And the party or the coalition of political parties that will have the majority in the National Assembly will choose the president of the council. The president of the council will also be the head of the government.
Gilbert, what I see is that some people are saying the way your government is going about this whole constitutional reform is an attempt for President Faure Gnassingbé to avoid a presidential election, which he might lose. That's the concern.
But the Togolese who went to vote today, it would have been the same Togolese who would have gone to vote for presidential election. They completely know that today, if they vote for a majority to Union Party, it means they are expressing their support and their trust to President Faure. But if they don't like President Faure, if they don't like Union Party, so we will see it in the results. I don't see how the same people going to vote today, we trust them when they are voting today and will not trust them when they would have to vote in 2025. No, we did it because we think we needed to make economy to reduce the number of elections and make sure that political parties are really installed and present around the country and not only in some part of the country.
When do you think the results will be out?
Because everything is completely transparent, tonight we will have some indications already.